Hi everyone, how you doing? Welcome to Hello Esports, a podcast by Orange, Letzebuer Journal and the Luxembourg Esports Federation about all things esports in Luxembourg. My name is Maxim and I'm your host. Last time, in an episode about addiction to video games, we found out that young esports players could do with structured training plans provided by clubs. It would improve their development as athletes and limit the bad impacts of gaming. To be able to grow enough to offer academies to youngsters, though, clubs need to be well-built and well-run. And that leads us to today's topic, the business model of an esports club.
Hi, Maxime. Hey, everybody. My name is René Treur and I've been commentating esports events for over a decade. I will be explaining all the difficult esports terms for this episode.
But as no big established pro club currently exists in Luxembourg, I decided to go and have a look at teams from abroad who proved to have found a winning recipe in terms of business. My search led me to Sprout, a German team from Berlin founded in 2017. So today, I'm delighted to be joined by their head of management, Daniel Paulus.
Yeah, my name is Daniel Paulus. I'm from Germany.
From their online activity and visual identity, Sprout looks like an organization we're about to learn a lot from in terms of business and growing via social media. I was excited to see how they work towards making their team a success, but first, I wanted to know how Daniel ended up managing an esports club.
What is the first game you ever bought?
I didn't buy a game. My first experience with gaming was like a browser game like called Travian.
Okay, and what was that about?
You have like a population and then you're farming other ones and getting bigger and bigger. The tribe is really, really famous. I think Travian is kind of the same. So yeah, that was kind of my first game and it's long, long time ago.
And what kind of games do you play today? Still the same kind of games or maybe more multiplayer online competitive?
Or I kind of stopped to play. After my time with Travian, I started to game League of Legends.
League of Legends is a huge esports title released by Riot Games in 2009. Inspired by Warcraft 3, and in particular its map Defense of the Ancients, Riot's founders struck gold with the free-to-play game. Their return on investment came through purchasable character customization. One of the first gaming titles to earn their maker a lot of money without actually charging a fee for the purchase of the game itself. In competitions, two teams of five players battle in player versus player combat, each team occupying and defending their half of the map. There are several huge points on the map that can be taken over and swing the balance of the match in one team's favor. Each of the 10 players controls a character known as a champion that they can choose in turns before the combat stage of the game goes live. The unique abilities and differing styles of play of the champions can make each match a completely unique tactical affair. During a match, champions become more powerful by collecting experience points, earning gold, and purchasing items. A team wins by pushing through to the enemy base and destroying their nexus, a large structure located within. League's popularity has led to the creation of music videos, comic books, short stories, and an animated series called Arcane. The game is one of the world's largest esports titles. Its official international competitive scene is composed of at least 13 official leagues. The domestic leagues culminate in the annual League of Legends World Championship, viewership numbers of which have trounced events like the Super Bowl to compare to a hugely popular real-life sports event. For the 2021 League of Legends World Championship, 24 teams came together in Reykjavik, Iceland, to fight for a part of the $2,225,000 prize pool.
Then at some point I changed to Counter-Strike. And then I get manager of Sprout, so I kind of stopped playing in the last years and now I'm more in watching series.
One of the first steps to creating a sports team is designing its logo. Usually, it represents the club's values, sometimes its geographical situation, but most importantly, it defines its identity. So I asked Daniel about Sprout's identity and just how important an identity even is in an environment that aims to bring people together.
So as you said, Sprout is part of another company, but if we remain at Sprout itself, how would you like present the club? What are like the main things you'd say if someone tells you, okay, what is Sprout about?
Yeah, in the beginning, we started with Counter-Strike.
CSGO is short for Counter-Strike Global Offensive, a 5v5 team-based tactical shooter game revolving around bomb defusal, released by Valve in 2012. It's a graphically improved version of Counter-Strike, one of the first and most popular esports game titles of all time, released in 1999.
Like, you can only have a brand identity with teams, which give you like success and storytelling and whatever. So that's really important to have teams and to have like something which gives you the right to have the possibility to have an organization. And for us, that's Sprout. But we also have more and more focus on influencer, like streamers, YouTubers, etc. Because we are not at a point like football or something like that. So it needs time and we need to find new concepts, etc. to be interesting. We have like the huge disadvantage that we have no own stadiums.
Yeah, where you sell tickets, like the fixed income of the tickets.
We have tickets, you have better merchandise because the fans are directly in your stadium, etc. That's really much easier than having all tournaments from tournament organizers which using their stadium and also get revenue out of this, you know. That's kind of a really hard difference to classic sport, I would say.
Yeah, of course.
But that's okay. We will find solutions. Everyone in this field, and I think we will grow a lot.
Yeah, it's part of the challenge. That's what makes it fun, actually.
That's right.
So you used the word at the start of your answer that quite got to me. It's storytelling, and I feel that's the start to growing, because that's how you kind of get fans and everything. So with storytelling, of course, the basis of the storytelling for a sports club is the identity of the club that goes through the name, the fans' nickname, like Sproutlings in your case, the logo, the values and everything. I saw that your values are a growth, team spirit, sustainability. I was very intrigued by the word sustainability because I mean, I'm intrigued to know how you mix sustainability and esports. So how would you explain that? And what is the main identity of Sprout?
I would say like growing is a big part for us. Since we are part of a bigger company who is interested that esport at all is growing, we have a different approach, I think, for the esport. Because for us, it's important that we grow, but it's also important that the complete industry is growing. And we want to be part of it and want to do everything we can that this happen. And that's like the sustainability which we're going for, that we, like other parts of the industry, for them, it's really important to have the biggest part of the cake, you know. And I think that's understandable because it's really hard to financial-wise to have a revenue out of esports and don't have only red numbers. So I understand them totally. But we have the luck, or we have the freedom with our big company behind us, that for us it's more important that we and the industry growing together, you know. So that's a really, really important thing for us, and growing in this field too. And like team spirit is for us really important, because since I joined Sprout, not so much changed in our complete stuff. We keep the workers. We grow. We grow together, and we have a really, really yeah, really good relationship and work ethic together.
Yeah, so for you as Sprout, if I kind of do a small summary of what you said, the growth and team spirit is like a promise to yourself, and the sustainability is a promise to the industry. And as I said before, we're talking about the logo and everything. You have the leaves as your logo and everything, the meaning of your name. So We kind of find the whole identity back in everything you do, in your visual identity.
For a club to exist, to grow, and maybe even to win trophies, it needs people who work hard for it to be a success. Some of them are the players every fan knows, others are just as important but hidden behind the scenes. So who are they, and which are the jobs that are created by an esports club like Sprout?
Yeah, that's in our case different. I think if you want to be a good club, you need all the back office things too. You need to think how you produce merchandise, how you send merchandise, how it's with the delivery. So you need a department for that. Normally, you need a department for accountant, you need a department for contracts, for lawyers, for things like that. You need assistants for booking flights, booking hotels, etc. So there are many things. That's all things which we, where we have like our group for us, which helps us in all these cases. That's a really cool thing, and it helps us a lot. But in the organization itself, if you forget about all the back office thing, which is a really, really big and expensive thing, you need team managers, then someone above it who has the overview of all strategy about teams and what you do with teams, someone who is in charge for influencer, then social media, typically a videographer and photographs, then some artists who are in social media, graphic guys, someone who is getting sponsorships, talking to the sponsors, taking care about the budget, etc. So yeah, in Sprout, we are not so much people because we have the company behind us and we are all working more than we should sometimes, or then it's good, or we are all really passionate.
So one thing I was wondering as well is, at the end of the day, the players are still the ones who win trophies because they have the talent to beat the other ones.
You win.
But it doesn't, I mean, as a club, you have to think long term, and you have to think about the next generations of players. And I feel like whether it's for you, because you wouldn't have to buy players and pay the money to get them, and for them, because that's easier for a young player to develop. I was wondering if you're already at a point where you can offer academies.
We could do this since a long time. But the problematic is in our view that academy teams not always help. They can also be a problem. You need to be really, really careful because at some point, for us, it's more important that player gets much experience. Okay, and for example, if we would do an academy team, the academy team is cannot play many things. They cannot attend all major qualifiers. They cannot attend on all ESL things where we are competing, etc. So what should they play? We could talk with WePlay, and they could play the WePlay Academy League, but that's kind of everything. And then some online tournaments, Pinnacle Cup, etc. So yeah, that would be a possibility. But what is the bad thing on this side is that in Germany, we don't have so much talent. So if we see it from the German side, and that was like the first thinking that we could build up a German talent team. Now, if we would do it, it would be more like an international, like Maus do it, for example.
While a sports club's priority should remain the sport itself, it still has to think like a business to grow. Which are its products and services, who are the customers, and through which channels do they engage with their fans? Daniel answered these questions through a very quick and simplified marketing mix.
Of course, you have products and services that you sell, the merch and all those things that you sell to your fans. Now, what I find interesting is that in esports or in any other sport, fans are something a bit different from customers because they bring to you not only money, but also support, which you want to thank them for. So how do you differentiate fans from customers, and how do you put prices on the merch?
That's a good question. I would say we have everything what we have at the moment is more to give it as present and giveaways to our fans than sell it to them. We're happy about everyone who is buying stuff from us. Especially like our Sprout Norbert here, because he's really cool. But at the moment, we do many giveaways, etc. And for us, that's more like a strategy, branding strategy, and to give the fans to be a part, a chance to be a part of us. we also invite them often to things, in the EPL tournament where we're in Düsseldorf. A girl from Düsseldorf visit us and get photos with us, and we did. She get all the signings on her jersey, etc. That's really things we are doing. We back then not German Championship online before Corona. We also invited. We also did a giveaway that someone is really. All the time with us. He sleeps in the same hotel. He had access to our practice room, etc. And he was all the time with us on the German Championship. So we try to give something back. And yeah, that's like more the thing how we do it. And not to earn money.
you don't want to see them as an income, but more like as a human contact you have with them, get them to engage with the club and thank them for the support.
Yes.
And what are the channels you use to get to them?
We have a community Discord.
Okay, so everybody can connect on Discord and talk with maybe the players, with you.
I'm answering kind of every time. Our players, not all the time because they are really busy, but if there are cool things, they're also answering or at least making smileys or reactions on it.
And then you have the streaming as well, because you want them to be able to see from home how you play. So maybe Twitch and social medias.
Yeah, we do often content from our boot camps, from our tournaments, and giving the fans to be a possibility to see what we are doing, what the players are doing, how they are living, how they are training, etc.
So how do you keep the fan base growing? What is like the strategy to keep it growing?
Not being so far away. That was always like our thing that we are part of the community and we see us as part of the community and not as something better where you need to look up. So we want to be
on the same page. Yeah. And how about not so long ago, you bought Marix, who is the first Luxembourgish professional esports player. Of course you bought him because his quality is just insane. He's very good and everything. But did that kind of open the door to the Luxembourgish market? Do you see fans coming from Luxembourg and following and supporting Sprout?
At the moment, we didn't do research for this, to be honest. Because I need to say that for us, Marix was always like a German player because he played all the time in Germany. We see now that there's more and more interest from Luxembourg, and we need to evaluate this at some point. What we recognize is that that Luxembourg is really crazy about that he is playing now top 30.
Being on a Luxembourgish podcast is maybe the first step to being close to the fan base here.
Yeah, that's why we're always open for kind of this, but we are open for this in every country. You also need to see that. Marix is at the moment for us more like a Ukraine guy, because of what is going on in Ukraine, he the part of his mother is from Ukraine, so there are many things which we're looking at the moment. You see this when Marix is playing, for example, he has always the Ukraine flag on his jersey.
You have it on your logo on Instagram as well. I mean, those are small things, but that shows that the company supports the Ukrainian people.
For sure. But we decided that we don't want to be just do it because everyone is doing it. And then we waited a little bit with it. And we talked with Marix about it, how he sees it, because he's affected. And then he says he would like to play with Ukraine logo, etc. And then we decided to do it for him because we have a connection there, and we just do it because he's part of our family, and we do this, we support our family.
Esports is in full expansion. This makes it a tough environment for clubs to thrive in, as it's still very young and not fully developed. But this also makes it a world full of opportunities, as teams can get creative with their business model, as we've seen it today. Thank you so much to Daniel Paulus for showing us Sprout from the inside. I have no doubts that the seeds he and his team laid will grow into an even bigger tree in the coming years. We also hope to see teams like his in Luxembourg sooner or later. I'll be here to see it happen, and I hope you'll be as well. So make sure to press play on next episode too.
See ya.